You were listening to Ladies POV with Yo Amika. Let's get this show started.
What is going on, world? Guess who's back? It's us.
It's us.
POV. I'm Mika, and she is
Olanda.
And again, this is Ladies POV, streaming on all platforms and all that good stuff, powered by Anchor. We're back. It's been a while, I know. We're sorry. You know, we've been quarantined and life has happened and time has passed and just everything has just been going.
Yes.
And, you know, we're kind of getting used to this new normal that we're calling it for right now. I mean, I don't know when things will go back to the way they were or if they'll go back, but you know, we're just coping. We're just coping right now and just trying to make it through. So I know we took a little time off, but I think it's been a few weeks, maybe even a month. Might have been a month since we last did this, but it feels good to be back and in your ears.
It does. It sure does.
We are here, y'all. We here. We got so much to talk about just because, you know, we need to catch up. We need to catch up, and it's so much happening just in the world, not even in the sports world, but just in the world. It's a lot happening right now because everybody's home.
Mm-hmm.
Or should I say, most people are home. You need to stay home. If you are not essential, if you're not making an essential grocery store run or to pick up medicine or whatever essential run that you're doing, you need to stay home. And nobody else can reiterate that. Like, people keep reiterating stay home. I know that, you know, I didn't want to start off with this, but it just kind of went there. So we're just going to go there. I know that, you know, people are eager. We've been quarantined for, what, I think maybe 5 weeks now.
Yeah, five, yeah.
And I know that people are going crazy. I understand that. I too am going crazy, but I'm still working from home. And doing school and all of that, but you need to find something to do if you're going crazy. This is a time where you need to pick up a new hobby, learn a new skill. If you don't have anything to do, clean your house, spend time with your kids, help them, try to help them with their homework. I get that the new math is a little tricky.
Girls, it's tricky.
Yeah, math is not my thing. So I'm not going to sit here and tell you to, you know, how to teach your kid how to do math. Because I don't even know how to do the regular math. Except adding my coins. That's it. But, you know, it's just things are, just stay home, y'all. Please, please, please stay home. We cannot stress that enough. And I do want to give a shout out to all of the essential workers.
Oh, absolutely.
All of you guys have done, you know, major things and great things to keep things afloat, keep things going. Grocery store workers, postal workers, the nurses, everybody on the front line. Like, every essential worker is pretty much on the front line because you don't know who you come in contact with each day.
Exactly.
So, you know, shout out to you guys. My mom's a grocery store worker. She's going to work every day. You know, y'all in there buying your groceries, getting an abundance of things that you probably don't really need, that you're just getting it anyway because, oh, I'm going to be stuck in the house. Y'all need to stop that. Get that mentality out because y'all, it's not snow on the ground.
It was. You know, again, the stores, because they're open, the stores are not going to stop being stocked with anything. But as soon as they get them in there, you know, people are waiting for the truck to pull up so they can get stuff like right off. I mean, it's really, you know, you don't give other people a chance who probably really need it when you're just kind of hoarding it, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
If you have enough, just wait. Just make your regular grocery runs like you usually do. You know, I mean. Plus, I'm just don't understand anyway. I mean, I see so many unemployment envelopes, you know, letters, and it's just, it's mind boggling to me because I don't think that any of them have started paying out yet, because I know that with my sister working with unemployment, I know that it does take the process. And then, you know, you just, most of America has gotten stimulus money.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't believe that the folks just really have much more, you know, that they could spend. So, you know, I mean, I'm thinking at some point it's got to bottom out.
Yeah.
It's got to bottom out.
I agree.
You know. But I mean, just do your regular stuff. I think if everybody does their regular routine of things, I think that everybody will be okay.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly there, because like I said, people are acting like it's the end of the world. It's not. It's not the end of the world. You're not going to run out of food. Stop hoarding. That's not right. Stop hoarding.
Because
they took all the frozen pizzas. You know, there's a shortage of frozen pizzas out here now.
If you've gotten everything there, then how come I still see lines at like Popeyes and all of these other places that are open, like for drive-through or for pickup? Why are there lines? Don't you have food at home? You've bought the whole store out.
They have food at home, but they don't want to cook. You know, you do all that grocery shopping, and then it's like, oh, what am I going to eat? Because I'm not cooking. That's me all day. I do that. I did it today, and I'm a little guilty. But I just didn't feel like cooking.
Once in a while, okay. But I mean, it's amazing to me. Like, the line is like ridiculous. And then not only that too, don't get me wrong. You know, I've noticed that, you know, with this situation, that things actually move more efficiently.
Oh my God. Yes. Like, yes, they do.
I went in this grocery store, two items. I'm like, dang, that line's kind of long. Now, of course, it's kind of long, too, because it's spaced out because, you know, people are supposed to be keeping the social distance, you know. So,
yeah.
Dang. But I mean, like, the self-checkout line just is like flowing. Like, this never happens.
I must say that ever since this has happened, I never catch anybody at the self-checkout line. It's always empty when I go to the store. I'm amazed, because any other time I would have to wait, you know, until somebody who's slow bagging their groceries can, you know, finish up. But every time, knock on wood, that I have gone to the store, the self-checkout line has been clear for me.
I know that's right. I'm just amazed that everything just flows pretty smooth.
It does. I mean, the whole like curbside pickup.
Yeah,
that system. The only thing I don't like, and I had trouble with it, and I know, you know, this is what we have to do now, but food shopping with that mask on. I don't like it. I don't.
I know.
I feel claustrophobic. I felt so like.
Right.
I was breathing heavy
this
morning when I was at the store. Like, I was just out of breath. I was sweating. I didn't like it. I don't like that at all. I feel trapped. And I do not like that feeling at all. I had to hurry up and get up out of there. I had to hurry up and get my stuff and leave. Because, oh my God, I don't like that feeling at all.
Yeah.
I said, if I gotta do that, and I don't know, I'm gonna just start trying to order some groceries online and then just go to the store and pick up meats. My produce and my meats, I'll go pick those things up from the store. But otherwise, if I can order something online and get it sent to my house, then that's what I'm just gonna have to do. I cannot. I can't be in there long. I just can't.
Right. I can understand. I don't like it at all. You know, it's a challenge. But again, you know, like you said, these are the things that we have to do, because you don't know who has, who doesn't. You don't.
Like, do you all have to wear masks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, I mean, it's just one of those things. You kind of, I mean, again, I mean, you know, what's it worth? You know, what's it worth to you? Do you, right. I mean, it's, I mean, it's survival at this point.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't want to take the chance that, you know, if I do get it, I'll probably, you know what I'm saying, I'll just go through it and I'll be okay. You know, yeah. But I mean, even hearing some of the people who have, you know, gone through it and, you know, I don't want to say survived like that, but, you know, have gotten over it. It's a struggle. It wasn't easy for them to just get over it. It was a real struggle.
And the struggle is real.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I want to struggle for 2-3 weeks, maybe even a month for some people for the recovery, just because, yeah, I don't want to wear it. You know what I'm saying? Like in the office. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to say outside, not so much. You know, I'm working, exercising. I see people running. I'm like, how are you running with that thing on? You can't. I mean, it's just, it's not, like you said, it's very difficult to breathe.
It really is. And I kept looking at everybody and I kept saying to myself, am I the only one that's breathing heavy like this? No, and then I have my glasses. So, you know, probably that's a whole other struggle.
Probably not.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. And personally, I feel like things should shut down for 2 weeks. To shut down completely.
I know.
For two weeks.
I said, because this flattening the curve. I don't see this curve flattening.
The curve is not flattening. And every time they get on, they meaning, you know, their president, every time he gets on TV, I feel like it's a lie. He's lying. He is a whole liar out here. Mm. He's lying. And when he was talking about reopening these states, I'm like, how can you reopen right now? First of all, he said, by Easter?
that was the first time.
And then, you know, by May. Now, the fact that some of these governors are actually going through with reopening the state, crazy. Absolutely. Y'all still need to stay in the house. I don't care what they say.
Because, like I said, I think what happens here is that you start seeing other places, or you start seeing China, you start seeing South Korea, you start seeing Europe starting to reopen. But that's because they've gone through it. They flattened their curve.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm saying they're trying it out, seeing what happens. We haven't gotten there yet. We have to wait our turn. We have to wait our turn to get there. And because you see them reopen, oh, why can't we? I mean, you know, I mean, I guess that's the big question, you know, for everyone. Okay, so what? Okay, let's say you do reopen. How much business do you really think to get? Because the American public is still afraid, I think. For the most part, you know, they're not just, you know, groves of people aren't just going to come out. To me, I know people, a lot of people are out and about just because they want to be out. But I mean, how much business do you really think you're going to do? Because what a business does pays your paycheck as an employee. Mm-hmm. If your business isn't doing business, well, a lot of people aren't even going to get rehired.
Right. Right. And that's what I was thinking, too. People have lost. So many people have lost their jobs.
All right.
Don't know.
Yeah.
And you say you don't know if they're going to get rehired. They may not get rehired.
All
right. It's just a lot. And I get that he wants to, you know, jumpstart the economy and reopen the economy.
It's gonna be hard.
For me, every time they talk about it, he talks about it. Mm-hmm. It's about numbers. It's about money.
It's about money and
what he can do. And this is what I've done. And I, you know, this, that, and this the third.
This is what it all boils down to in general. It all boils down to, you know, the bottom line, you know, how much money we're going to make. And like I said, I can't see, especially small businesses, I can't see people flocking out to come because your business is open. I just really don't see it. I mean, I'm not saying it can't happen, but I just don't see it. It could definitely happen.
But like you said, I don't see people jumping because some people are actually still afraid to go out. Some people have really haven't left their house at all.
Yeah.
And I praise those people.
Because like I said, if I walk into a store, what are my guarantees that nobody, none of your employees have it?
Right.
You know, so everybody's going to be wearing masks. I mean, everybody's going to, you know, be practicing like the social distancing. I mean, you have places now where, you know, only two or three people can stand inside at a time because of, you know, the 6 feet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are you going to follow those guidelines? I mean, just because you reopened, does that mean that?
And that's what I heard too. Like if they do reopen, like restaurants will have restrictions. They'll take a lot of their bar stools away,
right?
A lot of tables away, so that way they only have, you know, a few people in there at a time. They're distanced, and they can have, like, they'll have reservations.
Right. Well, that was going to say that's the same thing. That's the same thing that's going on right now. What they're thinking about with the like barbershops, mm-hmm, beauty salons. Mm-hmm. You know, nail shops, like you can go, but you have to have an appointment.
Yeah.
There has to be contact information given. So that way, if something happens, they can contact you. And I don't even think everybody gets to go. I think it's, I think first responders, I think.
For right now, it's essential. Yeah. First responders, people who have to keep themselves groomed, military people. I guess police, who have to keep themselves appearances up for, you know, the job.
So with that in place, you know, I'm saying only those people can do it. So that's not everybody. And I mean, again, you know, it like I said, it just, you know, so many different aspects of stuff, you know, like they're talking about, again, not only with that. So, okay, so now I'm wondering. Okay, of course, the barber's probably going to have, barber or the beautician, the stylist, whatever, is going to have, you know, mask on. You know, everybody's going to have to, you know, follow the guidelines.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of people still, you know, in fear, because what we're using, a lot of us are using as masks, even the surgical ones, that's not a guarantee.
Nope.
It's not 100%.
You know what I'm saying? At all.
So, you know, that's a big, especially, you know, when you look at maybe you want your kid to go in there and get, you know what I'm saying? It makes a big difference.
Right.
And so, you know, with that in mind, you kind of look at how much are people going to trust that the other person is doing the right thing?
Yeah.
Because I would hate for the numbers to go back up just because of a few things that we opened, even if it is for essential workers.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that, you know, are doing this, and I mean, are the numbers going to still spike?
Right. I mean, these are legit questions. And then I see a doctor was talking on the news about a second spike. I mean, you know, a second round that could, you know, happen in the winter.
In the fall, yeah.
Fall.
especially if you can't contain it now. If you can't.
So, you know, what exactly and why does this have to happen? Why do you feel the need to open up right now? We are not flattening the curve. And he keeps saying we're flattening the curve. We're not. You are lying, sir. We're not flattening anything.
I mean, I watch the news every morning. I see the numbers in all of our area, in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. Right. I see the numbers rise every single day.
They keep on rising to the top.
Every single day, you know. Governor Hogan, you know, his wife used her contacts to get, you know, tests so that people can test, you know, here in Maryland, because the number is growing so fast. And there's, you know, I feel like there's just like somebody out there just coughing and sneezing on people on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are so high. Like, why
is
that?
You have ignorant people who do things like that, unfortunately.
You know? But I mean, it's just, you know, are we not, you know, it's PG not, are people not staying home? I mean, people are out and about. I mean, I don't know what's causing it. So, you know, the number of cases that are reported to go 1,000, you know, 1,200. It's amazing in a 24-hour period. Like, where is this happening?
Right. Right.
Because I just, you know, it's unbelievable to me that it's that many more people, because I'm just like, I got to tighten up what I do. You know, exactly. try to go to the grocery store earlier in the morning, try to go to the grocery store late in the evening so that I'm not around a whole lot of people, because it's spiking some kind of way. It's out there.
I agree. And
I just don't know, you know, how to slow it down.
No.
Like I said, again, you just try your best to do whatever. And it just seems like, you know, I look at the parking lot and I'm like, the store parking lot is full.
It is full. And then you got people, you know, them standing outside waiting to get in. I'm sorry. I don't do lines. I'm not waiting to get into the store. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come back later. I'm not waiting 6 feet behind somebody. And, you know, I'm not doing that. That is too much. I get that they're letting in a few people at a time. I'll go with, like you said, either early in the morning or, you know, later in the evening before they close. So that way I can get what I need to get and skedaddle. But otherwise, I'm not waiting in nobody's line. And I haven't waited in line, you know, ever, not even for the club. So I'm not doing that.
And that's another thing, too. People get in there and act like, oh, I got all day in the shop. No, sweetie, get in and get out.
Get in and get out. They tell you to make a list. You need to make a list, follow everything that's on that list.
And get out.
Get in line and go. This is not the time to socialize, lollygag, nothing like that.
No.
It's time to go. It's go time.
That's it. That is it. I'm just, you know, it's amazing. Like I said, it really is. When I look out and I'm out and about, it's amazing to me. The just things that, you know, you kind of see, and I get it, but at the same time, like, there's no way it's going to get better unless, you know, everybody just stays in.
Yeah. So everybody on that note, everybody stay in.
Yeah.
You can't stress everybody that enough. Yeah. Stay in, wash your hands, and, you know, find a new hobby or something. Go learn a new language. Go learn crochet, do your hair, something. Just
absolutely
do something and stay in. So switching gears here, you know, we haven't talked about sports in a while.
It's been a minute.
You know, lack thereof. Ain't nothing really happening. But
no.
It is kind of exciting because the NFL draft is here.
It is. It is.
It will be Thursday.
Yep. They're doing it virtually.
And this is going to be the first.
Yeah. And I heard that they had a couple of glitches already. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they'll smooth them out and fix them. I mean, I don't know why this can't run smoothly. The WNBA draft went very smoothly.
Went very smooth. I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, they didn't have any. It didn't appear to have any technical issues. They got it done. I hope that the NFL was watching so they can take some notes. And I mean, you don't make it a big production. Just keep it straightforward.
Pretty much. And that's what with the WNBA. It wasn't a big production.
Nope. It was straightforward.
They had the commissioner. They had the I can never think of the lady's name that was interviewing. And then the cut to the families. And, you know, they did it that way.
Yep, they did. Yeah.
So, you know, that was fine.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, you know, the picks were there, you know, they were ready. They all had their, their cameras on you know, I mean, and everybody was ready. So, you know, hopefully, like I said, again, the NFL doesn't have to make it a big thing. They could just, you know, go ahead.
NFL want to be flashy.
I don't know why.
But this ain't the time. I mean,
let's see. ESPN didn't have any problem with the horse or with the NBA 2K20.
Oh, I forgot that all of that was going. I didn't watch any of that.
But even they didn't have any glitches. And I mean, in a lot of them, especially with the horse, they were doing that from home. You know, most of them are doing it from home. I think that they sent them a camera or something too, or like a hookup, but still, I mean, for the most part, there was somebody else was filming too. I mean, it was, you know, it was very simple. It was very simple.
Yeah,
it
didn't, you know, I did see a little bit of that online. Yeah. So, yeah, come on, bring it in that field. I can't wait to see how it is, though. And the Redskins are hosting a virtual draft party.
Okay. Yeah, I read that. I did read that.
I'm going to see how that works. I did my little RSVP. So we'll see. It's supposed to be hosted by Wale. DC Zone.
That's it. That's it. Yeah. So like I said, it should be interesting. I don't know. There's a couple of, picks in there, I think, that are going to change. Once the draft starts, I don't know. Everybody is Tua. I think that they expected him to kind of go high, but he had the injury at the end of the college season, and doctors are not really positive on his recovery. Ooh. So I think it's going to hurt him a lot. So I think he's going to fall really far in the draft.
Is this going to be another Brady Quinn moment?
might be. You never know. I mean, we just got, Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to, I think just the fact, not even really the draft itself, but just how they're putting it on. I think I'm just really interested in the virtual draft and how that's actually going to go down. And because don't get me wrong, for the most part these are college kids, so they're probably at home with their parents. Mm-hmm. But usually there's such big celebrations, so many people around, and with the social distancing supposedly, it's kind of like
how many people early anyway.
How many people are really going to be in the house when that happens? You know what I'm saying? Are you, is this a something where you invite people over? I don't know. So it'll be interesting to see how the players themselves, kind of celebrate or, acknowledge their pick there. So, because, they won't get the jersey and everything. At least I don't think, because you're not going to know. For the most part, so you don't get to walk up to the podium.
I know, that's what I was thinking too. Like, I guess they won't have the jersey unless somebody made an undercover deal already, signed an NDA, and they can't say until draft day.
Yeah, WNBA, same thing. They didn't have it either. So
right, they didn't. You're right.
So but yeah. So like I said, I'm looking forward to that. Something sports related, and the fact that they're even going through with it proves to me that they are expecting to play next season. So I'm looking forward to seeing what comes out of all of this over the summer months. Not even the summer months, the next couple of months.
And you brought up a good point about them looking forward to playing next season. Mm-hmm. That the show must go on. I keep hearing Arizona, that if they get and I don't know why Arizona, but if they quarantine teams to play in Arizona, they can play, they'll be able to play, but they won't be able to play with fans.
Oh no!
How do you feel about that?
Well, I don't. It's really kind of funny because I know the first sport that really said that they were going to come back like that was golf. That they weren't going to have the big galleries. Mm-hmm. It's such an individual. It's kind of individual. You do play two players on a hole. So it'd be really easy to keep the social distancing. Nobody's ever on top of each other on a hole. So,
I'm not into golf, but to me, golf is fine not playing without fans. Quiet anyway.
I'm just saying, that was the first time I had heard that somebody was going to, a sport was going to go ahead and continue with, pick up their season and continue on without the fans. So, I kind of feel like, if the team is okay with that, then okay. Because I know people you know, like the Nationals, like they're not going to, even if they do play, like they're not going to raise the banner or any of that until the fans come.
Absolutely. And I agree. They shouldn't. Right. Because that is that's a moment that you want to relive. And raise that banner. You want that crowd there to feel that energy. So I agree. They shouldn't do that if they have to play fans. But I just feel like it's going to be.
But at the same, but you know, it's a little bit, to me, it's just going to be a little flat because, again, opening day was postponed. And opening day is a big day. Mm-hmm. Especially for baseball. Opening day is a big day. So, you know, not having it, it's kind of like, you know, we're not having fans around. You're just kind of like, okay, we're playing. But to me,
who are you playing for? The other team? I mean, you don't have, again, you don't have the energy of the fans to feed off of.
Right.
Because, you know, they feed off that crowd noise.
Exactly.
They feed off the energy of the crowd. So it's just, it's not really, I don't know. To me, I don't like it. But I get if they want to play, ain't nothing wrong with playing, but I don't know. I don't like it.
I don't like it because, again, you know, everything leading up to any sport, anything leading up to that. So let's just say, okay, with baseball, spring training, a lot of people will end up at these spring training camps to watch the player. You know, fans will end up at the spring camp because this may be the only chance that they might even get to see them.
This is true. This is true.
You know, it's a free thing, you know what I'm saying, where they get to come around, they get to see that it's possibly get maybe an autograph or two, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So spring training is a big thing leading up to opening day, of course, and then leading to the season. The NBA, same thing. Summer league is a big thing leading into camp, leading into the beginning of the season.
Right.
And again, something that fans can go to, especially summer leagues out there in Vegas, too.
Oh, my God. What?
Vegas is shut down. Like, yeah, we're not doing anything out here. Well, so
they're trying to open back up, but
yeah. But football, same thing. Football, you know, it's there's camp, the OTAs camp, mm-hmm. the preseason. So I mean, a lot of stuff, just precedes these seasons where the fans are really involved because a lot of times, again, those are maybe either cheaper or free events that they can do.
They have player access.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But now, I mean, if you just go in and, I mean, you have this, what are the safety measures for the players coming in? Now you're going to have, anywhere between 60 and 70 people for football coming in to, to camp.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. And how do you know that any of them aren't sick? How do you know any of your staff isn't sick? Now everybody gets sick.
Are they going to be taking, is somebody going to be taking temperatures? As right. People, at the gate. Enter?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean,
asking them the rundown questions, how do you feel? Have you felt sick? Exactly. Did you throw up? Any of those questions as precaution? Is somebody going to be asking those?
And you're going to have to do that every time they practice, whether it's twice a day, once a day, whatever it is, you're going to have to keep.
I know that so far it's two people in the NFL with COVID-19.
I mean,
Von Miller being one of those. So I'm like, okay. I don't know who the other guy was, but when I saw Von Miller, I said, oh, Lord, there goes the football.
When you ask the question, I don't like it without the fans. But, at the same time, I understand why they would do it still. Because, again, as we talked about earlier, it all boils down to it's a business.
Yeah.
I don't approve of, some stuff, but if that's what it takes, then do what you have to do.
I guess.
Yeah. So I mean, but it, like I said, but the season, especially with football, it should be, once it gets started, it should be interesting because you made mention before that Tom Brady is now in Tampa Bay.
Tom TB12 is in TB.
Yep, and then
Michaels.
and just early this morning, they Tampa Bay got traded with New England. I think for is it a second round pick? They traded for Gronkowski.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be down in Florida, in Tampa Bay as well with Tom Brady.
Gronkowski came from retirement.
Yeah, he unretired, as they used to say. He unretired.
Yeah.
Now he's down. I'm just like, oh, wow, that is bananas.
Them tight ends just can't stay retired, can they?
No, then Jason Witten came back. I guess he said, I'm coming back too.
So I ain't mad. You know what, though? I ain't mad. At least Tom has somebody, you know, that he's familiar with, that he's comfortable with to throw that ball. Right. I don't know. I don't really know what Tampa has, who Tampa has, as far as pieces in place, but I'm pretty sure TB is going to get that and going to want, you know, some folks in place, because I just feel like, you know, say we do resume the season, Tom is going to be on that grass a little more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree.
I agree. I can't wait to see.
I can't wait to see myself.
I can't wait to see. And then, you know, I'm hearing reports that Percy Harvin wants to come out of retirement. I saw a video of him working, running up a ramp today. Everybody want a little check.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you know, and I'm not mad at that, but you know,
I ain't mad either. They need some. They want their coins. I ain't mad.
Got to deal with what you have to deal with in order to have what you got, you know.
Pretty much. And you know, where's Megatron? Since we're talking about people coming about in retirement, where is he?
Mm-hmm.
Megatron, where are you? Where have you been hiding? He went retired, and we don't know where he is now. I ain't heard a peep from him.
No, not at all. Not at all. And yeah,
I hope he's doing all right, though. I really do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of it. Pretty sure of it.
I hope he's doing all right.
Yeah, all these people trying to come out of retirement. I'm like, wow, is the league that bad that people are coming out of retirement?
I know.
To try to play? I mean, really? But called Jerry Rice, because that man seemed like he want to play all the time.
Oh my God, Jerry Rice, yeah, he definitely seems like he's ready to play at all times. And hell, if you gonna call Jerry Rice back, where is Ocho Cinco? Call him back too. He's ready. Let's go. Bring it. Mm-hmm. Where you at? 85. Speaking. Okay, so. You know, we started off the show with, you know, this whole quarantine thing.
Yeah, pandemic.
Let's talk about, like, what, since we've been quarantined, like, the things that we have seen, like, what is something, have you been on the internet enough? Because I know you're working. So, you know, when you're not working and just browsing, have you been on the internet enough to see, you know, some things happening, or just some craziness? Like, what's some crazy things that you've seen?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, to me, they're all crazy.
I think they are.
How about you? What have you seen?
Okay, so since I have, I got time, kind of, sort of. While working, of course, and doing school, I try to reserve the weekends for, you know, just my stuff while I'm doing school work. But, you know, the free concerts I'm here for. I'm here for the free concerts. Timbaland and Swiss Beats started, you know, a major movement for the culture called Versus, where you have people battling out like greats. You know, the first one that, well, Swiss Beats and Timbaland, they battled back and forth, which is how all of this came together into fruition. And it's just, it has grown so much. So with Versus, the latest one they had was Teddy Riley versus Babyface.
Oh my gosh, girl, stop it. I heard about this. I did not see it, but I heard about this.
Oh, Yolanda, it was a treat. It was a treat. I mean, it was the battle of the uncles. The battle of the uncles and the technology, because
They just didn't know. And the first time they were supposed to do it, which was Saturday, last Saturday, Teddy Riley had a whole setup, a band and everything, because he was going to have an after party. And it just didn't go well. His sound was terrible. It was terrible. And they just didn't really get to it like they should have.
I'm so sure.
You know, like Teddy had a lot going on. He had a lot. Like, it was too much.
Mm-hmm.
People doing verses, you got your camera set up, you have your laptop and a speaker or whatever.
Right.
And you on IG Live. So you're playing the music and it's all good. You know, you're in the comfort of your own home. But no, Teddy Riley wants to have a whole band set up, including a backup dancer. Man, the memes and the jokes that came from this were hilarious. And it's something that we needed. We needed to laugh. So we got a good laugh. Teddy got a good laugh and even, you know, made a few coins from it because he got t-shirts made. He has, I think, towels or something with all of that stuff on it, like with some of the memes and stuff and some of the sayings from what people said. So, you know, listen, I ain't mad. Turn that laugh into some coins and, you know, it's all good. But the battle finally did happen this past Monday. And man, it was so good. It was so good. But then they had like a little, you know, it was a little technical at the end because they couldn't get back into each other's live feeds, which was fine because they like pretty much broke Instagram at that point. It was about 4 million people that were trying to view. 500,000 people were in the room viewing, you know, this battle going on. So the other people just couldn't get in, and it was a treat. Much respect to Teddy Riley and Babyface for their body of work because they really like set the tone for a lot of these artists. You know, Bobby Brown being one of them because Bobby got hits from both. And, you know, Babyface with Toni Braxton and, right. You know, Teddy Riley with Guy and Blackstreet and Rex and Effect, right. Rump Shaker and Michael Jackson. I mean, it just the music, you were just like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
Taking you back a little bit.
It was great though. I loved every moment of it.
Good. Yeah, because they had some technical difficulties. He got this one off.
Yeah. You know, it was a little glitchy, but it was fine. Everything was all good. It was amazing. I loved it.
Excellent.
So, you know, now they're talking about making it even bigger. And Swiss and Timbaland were talking about, you know, pay-per-view. No, because then you're going to lose. You're just going to lose people. At that point, I'm not paying for pay-per-view to see anybody battle it out because they want to get Puffy and Dr. Dre and their bodies of work. I get that, but you know, take it to YouTube Live or something and do it via Zoom and then stream it on YouTube Live or something like that.
Right.
All of that. All of that going on pay-per-view? Nah. Ain't about doing all that. No. Or at least if you're going to get it, like, let Puffy stream it on or show it on Revolt TV.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, that's his thing. Mm-hmm.
That's his channel. I mean, you know, there are other options that are free other than paying, because I'm not paying. But
I know, that's right.
It's a good thing that it came, you know, that came about. So I love it. I do. And the week before was RZA versus DJ Premier. I went into that battle. DJ Premier is one of my favorite producers of all time. But I forgot all the stuff that RZA made for Wu-Tang. Duh. And he just kept playing stuff and playing stuff. And then Premier would play his stuff.
And I'm like, oh my God, this is my whole childhood right here.
Wow, well, there you go.
Man, I thoroughly enjoyed that. And then the Instagram concerts that people are putting on. Erykah Badu had a concert, but you had to pay a dollar to get in. It was on her website, but I didn't pay the dollar. But I did see clips from it. Oh my God, it was excellent. I mean, I've seen Erykah before plenty of times, so I knew what she was going to bring. But then like Avery Sunshine, she's been doing concerts in her living room, Anthony Hamilton.
Oh, well then people are finding time.
Huh?
People, you know, these artists are finding time, you know, to do these kind of things, you know, for the people.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I'm enjoying every moment of it. Big Daddy Kane had one last Sunday.
Yes. I remember you were telling me about that. Right. Right.
And I was like, oh, snap. And he had like the best sound of everybody on Instagram. I'm like, okay. And then his son got up there, started dancing, man. Oh, it was left. The son was doing, you know, like he was a breakdance person. He was doing that though. I thought Big Daddy Kane was gonna get down there and join him, but he didn't. Like, uh-oh, now warm it up, Kang. But, man, it was, yeah, that was a good one. That was a good show. But, yeah, like, everybody, you know, they've been taking time to, and everybody's a DJ now. Like, all the DJs, I can't forget Club Quarantine with DJ D-Nice. D-Nice is, like, to me, he was the one that like really set the bar for everybody doing everything on Instagram, like these concerts and, you know, all the DJs DJing and just putting on shows at night, in the morning, whenever.
Right.
He was the one that kind of like, because, you know, music brings people together, and to have everybody in the room just jamming and dancing and, you got Michelle Obama in there. You got, who else? Donnie Wahlberg, and he stays in these, okay?
He does, yes.
Donnie Wahlberg is loving life. He's loving life right now. You hear me?
Real.
He is all up and through these things.
Real, that is funny.
I love it though. I do, because I mean, what else do you have to do? They had a comedy show. Def Comedy Jam had a fundraiser.
Okay.
You know, a comedy show that said hosted. So they had brought different comics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they had did their thing a little bit. Said was just interviewing them, asking them, you know, how they're holding up, and you know, everybody has jokes. You know, these are comedians. They just,
of course.
It's just natural. Right. You know, and then like a little comic relief.
Yeah.
But you know, people have been, they've been very creative.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. People have been creative. People have been, you know, figuring out ways to, I guess, entertain themselves. But I have to give it up for, you know, a lot of celebrities who are doing, you know, like I said, free concerts, you know, streaming if you catch it. And, you know, the IG battles, those kind of things.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, it really is, you know, creative, because even, you know, they talked about a few different ones where, even if it's not about music, even if it's, like you said, you know, art or something like that, they have, people are putting stuff out there, you know, to kind of latch on to and watch and be as creative yourself.
I mean, I've seen talent show. Deshaun Jackson had he had people on, you know, doing talent shows the other night. You know, he was giving away money for the best person.
Wow.
I mean, I almost put in a request to sing a song, but I was eating and it was late and I just wasn't even there. But
right.
With a hand on, I probably could have took some money.
Yeah. It's not even that serious.
But, you know, I said, okay. You know, and I don't even know what made me tune into that, because I never do when he goes live, but I just did.
Right.
I wanted to look at something different.
I know. That's the whole
thing. People are just doing, you know, any and everything. But the one thing I don't like are them TikTok videos.
Okay, see, I don't do the TikTok, although my son does. I don't know. I guess they're like they're short, like almost like a vine, almost a little, maybe a little bit longer, like
yeah,
maybe,
yeah, kind of sort of like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan at all. Not a fan. I can't stand them.
That is so funny. Yeah, because a lot of people talk about them, you know, get on there, do a little bit of something, you know, whether it's a new dance or whatever the craze is. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just so sick and tired of all these challenges and everything. Yeah. I'm tired of them now. Like, let's find something else to do. How about we read a book out loud challenge? Let's do that.
Yeah, for real.
You know, read a whole paragraph out loud challenge. Let's do that. I'm all sick and tired of these dang on TikTok videos. Yeah.
Okay, I can see what you're talking about. You know.
But I ain't hating on nobody. I just, it's not me. And people are like, oh my God, I'm surprised you haven't done TikTok. No, maybe in my younger years, but now I'm not doing that.
That's too funny. I can do
that. I want to dance. I'm just going to put on some music and record myself dancing. And then that's your TikTok. I'm not doing that. No, I'm not doing that. I don't like it. I don't like it that one bit.
I know that's right, too. I can't be mad at that.
Yeah, I just, you know, I just want to have some fun in my own living room. And not being recorded. Everything doesn't have to be on the internet. We just got a lot of time.
Right. I know. But, you know, but I'm glad that people are, like I said, again, just glad that people are finding ways to do other things in home. Absolutely. And stay home while doing those things. So it helps out, I think, a lot.
Yes, absolutely. And it helps pass the time and, you know, just occupy your time, really, and the kids have fun. And just to get the whole family involved. I'm not mad at it, not one bit.
Right. I understand that. Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to do something. Everybody can't just sit at home, be quiet, and watch TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very true. Especially if you have children around. Yes, it's very
true. Yeah. And so, you know, I'm the sit at home and let's just be quiet and chill. But, you know, I also don't have children in my house. And that's okay. But anywho.
Yeah.
This has been fun, Yolanda.
It has been. It's been such a long time.
I know. It has. It really has been a long time. And I promise we're going to get back on, you know, a schedule.
Okay, that sounds great. But yeah, I just, you know, I love it. I love it.
I do too. I'm like, yes, we are podcasting tonight. Like, this is a highlight. This is a highlight of my day. I have so much work to do right now, but this is a highlight.
Exactly. You get to vent. You get to, you know, say what's on your mind.
Exactly.
It's a lot of fun. Entertain folks.
Yeah, entertain the people.
That's it. Give them what they want.
Do you have any final words since we're, you know, the end of the show here?
No, I mean, you know, for me, it's the same that it's always been out here. You know, just you got everybody out there, just stay safe. Stay safe. Can't watch anything good because there's nothing on right now. But, you know, if you can support anything locally, obviously support something. You know, to help those people out. But for the most part, let's like really try to flatten this curve out wherever you are. Let's, you know, try our best to stay in and only have to go out when you really have to. So that's all. That's all I got.
All right. Well, I agree. I agree with you guys. Stay in, stay home, stay safe, wash your hands. Absolutely. All that good stuff. Make essential runs. Don't just go to the grocery store just to lollygag. Really? And right. We're not doing that. Okay.
Right.
Get what you need to get and get on. It's that kind of party now. This is not the social hour. But anyway, this has been another episode of Ladies POV.
Yes.
And we'll be back next week.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, guys. See ya.
See you. Peace.